Hello, this is Jo Tomlin for the Fringe Review. I'm up at the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm speaking with...
Georgina Russell.
And what do you do, Georgina?
So I'm an actor. I've recently finished my training in Manchester, and another one of the girls that I trained with, we decided to put a show together and take it to the Fringe. We got really inspired by, whilst we were in Manchester, at the amount of devising groups that we saw at a theatre quite near us called Home Theatre. And we wanted to take theatre a bit beyond the conventional, just sitting and watching a play with a script sort of thing. So we started with that, and then we tried different ways of expressing a feeling. So we've used physical theatre, we've used different instruments as well for different feelings. So for example, we've used a drum kit for anger, we use a piano for a sad person, that sort of thing. We just wanted to try different ways of expressing.
So in short, what is your show about?
So our show is set in a call centre. It's about two best friends, and one of them dies. And then it's all about the expression of grief and how we deal with it within a workplace situation. So we thought the call centre would be quite a good place to set it, because it allows you to express facially what you're feeling while speaking in that kind of phone voice work way of sort of covering up the truth. Yeah.
Is it a devised piece?
It is, yeah. So we've just been getting together and coming up with bits and bobs over time, just finding different, bringing new ideas and trying them out, and eventually settling on the ones that we think work the best.
So the two of you are the actors. Mm-hmm. Did you have a director?
We didn't actually. We did film ourselves quite a lot to sort of like watch back what it looks like and sort of be our own directors, I guess. We also got a variety of our friends to watch, just to have a bit of an outside feedback, because, you know, when you're doing it yourself, sometimes it's harder to see it from an outside view. We're just really excited for the audience to see it now and get their feedback.
Have you done previews somewhere, performances of this, to see how audiences might react?
We've done previews to a group of other actors in Manchester. So a lot of the other people that we graduated with. It's just got us a bit of feedback from like-minded people whilst we were in Manchester.
Now, you mentioned that you've just finished your training.
Yeah.
How did your training prepare you for this?
Oh, massively. Well, I guess it really trained us as theatre, obviously theatre actors. It also, we both did a dissertation that was devised. So we had a whole term of working on devised theatre. So we got a bit of an idea and a feel for the process of devising. We did actually take a show to the Fringe a few years ago, but it was with a different theatre company. So we had a little taster of the Fringe, and we have somewhat reevaluated, but we learned a lot. So I think this time we're coming back with a lot more knowledge and another year of training, and just a slightly different attitude towards the work, I think. Mm. Yeah.
Devising is rather an interesting process. Mm. How would you define a devised show? Could you put it in a nutshell and then describe briefly the process?
It's a difficult question. It's a sort of a mixture between almost all of the roles that take place in a show. So you've got the directing, the publishing, the choreographing, the writing, the acting. All of it is done by just you. So I think we just started out by using a lot of the techniques that we'd used in our training. So a lot of like rehearsal techniques and things to come up with an idea to begin with. So we both had an idea of where we wanted it to go. And then we developed it through rehearsal techniques. And then through those, we took out little bits that we liked. And eventually, doing that over a long period of time, we got our favourite bits, and we created a show.
So now that with these rehearsal techniques, could you describe one or two as a starting point for a piece?
So, for example, if one of the one of the rehearsal techniques that we learned in our voice lessons was to physicalize a word. So we would have a word, let's say we were taking anger as an example, if we wanted to express an emotion, and we literally would physicalize each sound, so like the ah sound, the ng sound, and how that affects you physically. And then those actions, for example, the physical movements we came up with there, are now as part of our physical theatre, our sort of dance pieces, if you like. So we took those from our favourite bits of that. But what I do like about devising is you can sort of try out a load of things, and we often ended up just laughing at ourselves at things that just didn't work at all. But you don't know until you try, and there's a lot of things that we sort of tried on a bit of a random chance, and they actually worked out really well.
Is there what might the balance be with spoken word or dialogue? Mm-hmm. And are there any sound effects or underplaying of music or anything? What else is part of your show?
So yeah, music and sound is quite important in our show. We have as we go through the phone calls, we express the other side of the line through each different instrument. So it's like an instrument responding. Each customer is a different instrument and has a different personality according to that instrument.
Wow. And then regarding the dialogue, what percentage would you say might be of dialogue in the whole show?
So it's probably about 50-50, I would say. Mm-hmm. Because it cuts between naturalistic scenes to an expression of physical theatre to express those scenes. And then the call centre's sort of 50-50 music and speaking. But yeah, it's all a little bit abstract, yeah, but within a contained sort of world.
Okay. Yeah. And with the music that you're mentioning, mm-hmm, who created the music or soundscape or sound score?
So with the music, we've got one of our friends, Oscar Tabor, who's a musician. He just graduated from the Royal College of Music in Manchester. He's composed a lot of the phone calls. And we found it amazing as well how different instruments can completely change the emotion of what we were trying to convey, and the way that he's done it is amazing. Sort of different, even just going from a major key to a minor key and thinking what that means, and the audience automatically think, oh, this is an angry customer, or this customer's feeling upset, or but yeah.
Do you think that this company or partnership that you have now, mm, is something that you will continue in the future?
I do hope so, yeah, because it's been a really enjoyable process, and we've sent off the script to him and then got it back with the music, and it's been really exciting to have that. So it will be absolutely lovely to work with him again. So we just want to have some audience feedback now and see what they think of this music idea, because it is something that we've never done before. And if it does work out, we will almost definitely be working with him in the future. He's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you.